UAW Mobile.
UAW access.
Our paths must have not been crossing lately. I haven't heard you in a while. You doing all right?
Oh, yeah. Busy. I've been on HF when I'm home and working my brains out when I'm out. So I haven't had a lot of VHF, UHF time.
Going on HF, what's, I know the digital modes are popping on all the bands. What have you been up to?
Well, I check into the nightly net at 7 o'clock on the sideband net, the traffic net, and then this weekend there's supposed to be some kind of QSO party, the South Carolina QSO party.
Remember that. I haven't been on that much this weekend. I've been doing jobs around the house, so I haven't been able to get on much. But I do remember them talking about that. Is it turning out to be pretty good?
Nope. You know, I've been dialing around the bands. I'm on 20 meters right now, 14.318, and just made a contact in Florida. I'm just, you know, sometimes I'll do more listening before I key up. This way I don't look, I don't look silly. Pay attention to what's going on out there first.
Is it national or international? Are there people from other countries in on that?
See, that's what I'm not exactly sure about. I know it's a South. I'm not really sure. I think certain times of the day, certain states are on. So I'm just listening for South Carolina, really.
I've been noticing once you get up, well, I guess all of them, 40 meters all the way through 12 meters. I've been experimenting with 12 meters. It's working good, too. I'm getting countries from all around the globe. Thailand, India, the Eastern Asia, like Korea, Japan. It's just all over the place. It's like the 11-year sunspot cycle is starting to peak.
I think we have another year or two for that. But, no, I talked to Scotland last week. We talked to a fella in London, a couple guys in Scotland. But it's probably the way I have my antenna oriented. I got my wires running north south, so that puts me into I guess that part of Europe pretty good. And they heard me really well on 10 meters, so 10 meters was open that morning. 10 meters I think opens up like our time in the mornings till about noonish over there. You know, so that's a window to get into Europe as far as I know.
A lot. That's just when the people are there and doing that. Because I've noticed, even I was on 15 meters. Yeah, I was on 15 meters from earlier in the day, and it was the 9 o'clock net at night, and I was listening to the 9 o'clock net, and I was on 15 meters, and I was making contacts in Poland. And I actually had a Ukrainian interrupt my contact with the Polish guy and made a contact with the Ukrainian. I had been trying to get them about a week ago, and I wasn't able to get them. But I got them last night, no sweat. In fact, they got me while I was talking to a guy in Poland. So, yeah, they're pretty much open. That was on 15 meters at 9 o'clock at night.
Well, like noontime, our time. Is nighttime over there, nighttime in Scotland and England and stuff. So I think they're 7 hours ahead of us, if I'm not mistaken.
My people that were either early risers or they've been up all night long. One of the two.
Well, the one fellow I was talking to in Scotland says, well, it's getting kind of dark, it's getting near my bedtime, so I've got to go. And this is like noontime here. It was almost noontime. So it was like 7, 8 o'clock over there or something like that.
Yeah, that. But I also got up in the middle of the night one night. I just couldn't sleep, and I said, well, I'm just not going to lay here and stare at the ceiling. I got up and went in there, and I was making contacts all over the world on 40 meters. Like 40 meters was like 20 meters during the daytime, except better. Actually, it was even better than 20 meters during the daytime.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, last week, I think it was last Thursday, not this past Thursday, the week before, I believe we had a sunspot or a solar storm hit us on the west coast somewhere, so it opened everything up.
That explains it then. I didn't know why it was. I haven't been keeping track of that. But I do just get on there every now and then and try to make a few contacts. And lately it's been every day because it's been so good, and then sometimes it's two or three times a day, like when I'm having my coffee in the morning. or when I'm listening to the net at night, or right after I finish eating and I'm having my coffee after lunch. That's what I do to kill the time while I'm digesting.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now that I don't have the trailer hooked up in my car, I'm going to put the screwdriver antenna back up and see what I get mobile. I used to talk a lot on 20 meters back in 20 years ago when I was in the truck. I had the screwdriver antenna up there. There was a frequency ladder the truck driver was hung out. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 14.285 or 14.275, somewhere around here, is where the truck driver was hung out. And I got to be friendly with quite a few of them.
Like east cars, west cars, that kind of stuff? Because I know there's a lot of those nets that have cars in the name. And I think that's, you know, I think they cater to people who are mobile more than, I think a lot of people who are fixed stations check into them, but I think they cater more to mobile stations.
I don't know that one, but I know that where the truck drivers hung out, it was kind of more of, you know, this was kind of like, their mobile frequency while they were on the road. Just kind of like Channel 19 is on CB.
I've tuned up and down 20 meters a lot, and I know I stumble across that slow scan TV a lot, where they send pictures back and forth. And then their FlexNet was up there, up at the upper end. And then there was, you know, just anything. There was a wild Canadian in there at one point in time who was just rambling on and on and on all the time. Nonsense. do you recall that?
There's a frequency on 40 meters that I stay away from, 7.200, just because of that.
Okay. Well, that used to be on 20 meters, and I think it's always been on 80 meters, but I guess 40 meters has one, too. But I know that you go listen to that guy, and I don't know how he did it. He must have recorded himself and played it over and over again, because I'd go there 6 months after I'd been there the last time, and he'd still be there yammering away.
He's on 7.200 a lot. That's kind of like the child frequency. You want to stay away from that one.
Well, they might not be in the U.S. either. That would be incentive enough for the FCC to go out and make an example of them. But maybe not.
KB2HXS variety. I don't know. All I know is to stay away from them. I go where it's cordial and nice.
Yeah, that's true. That's the best thing to do. Because you can't fix every one of them. Some of them you can't fix any of them, but you can't fix every one of them. Kind of like bad drivers, you just have to ignore them and go on. You can't try to fix them.
The old term is you can't fix stupid. If that's politically incorrect, I apologize.
I've heard opposite of that. I've heard that you can fix stupid, but it's gonna hurt.
I have no comment to that, but yeah, probably right. But that's not my job to do.
There you go. Anyway, it sure is foggy out here for 11:22 in the morning. This is super. It's like. You can only see maybe a half a mile, between a quarter and a half a mile, and that's about it.
My neighborhood, too. In fact, the property next door, it's just open property, and it kind of scoops down off the road into a little bit of a valley, and that thing is always foggy.
Snow out on the West Coast. They had a picture of a little girl with snow on her head and Hollywood sign in the background on the news the other night. Snow in L.A., wow, that's rare.
Oh, yeah, no, the weather's been weird this year. But we got, what was it, 80-some degrees Thursday?
Every bit of it, too. But the wind was high. I was going to go flying, but there was like a constant 17-mile-an-hour wind with gusts up to 34. I don't think so. Not good flying weather at all. Even though it was really t-shirt weather, short-sleeve shirt weather.
Air conditioning weather. Come on, phone ring.
He likes that. Likes that challenge.
I spent 20 years in Florida sweating 12 months out of the year, okay? You don't get a break down there, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks tops. It may drop into the 50s, but that's about it.
Yes, you go as fast as you do. I guess you work with your competitors when it's that busy, huh?
When I live down there, I actually work for a company, and I was going pretty much 6 days a week plus. You know, I'd go out on service calls after dinner, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, you know, going fixing stuff. Because you can't leave some of them old folks without AC down there. You got to get them running, you know.
You did. You said where I was, and then it went silent. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. When I was in Florida, I worked for a company down there, you know, a nice, small, family-owned company. And I was the six-and-a-half-dayer guy. You know, I would go out, they get service calls in the evenings after dinner or whatever. I'd go out and fix all that stuff because you can't leave them as retired folks in the older community without AC. You know, it gets very stifling.
Well, I would think that when it's that busy, when you get overloaded, you call your buddy, and even though they work for somebody else. Just to keep people, you know, we used to compete. We were having so much fun with flying airplanes. We used to help each other out, even though we were competing against each other. Anyway, I'm at the Auto Zone, or Advanced Auto Parts, so I got to run in here and get some auto stuff. I'll be out in a little bit if you're still in the shack when I get out. KP2HXS, W4DJW.
Well, I got my morning chores to do, my Sunday chores, so I'll be doing that. Dave, you have a good day. W4DJW, KB2HXS. Have fun. Talk to you later.